We'll keep things moving right along over from Avon Lake. It's Scott Sedlick joining us here at the table. Scott, thank you so much for coming out, man. How are you?
Doing.
Well, it might help if I turned your microphone up. That's usually you know what you want to do when you bring a new guest aboard here. But, Coach, thank you again for taking the time to join us. Sean, I'm sure you've got plenty to ask Coach Sedlick here this evening.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it was just a year ago we were sitting here, and you were just days away from the first season. Now, a year later, reflecting on that first season, obviously not the end of the season, because obviously that was not great that they kind of shut everything down, but what were your kind of thoughts after one year on the run there?
You know, it was a good year. We had a few guys that were seniors that, you know, we inherited. They were really good wrestlers. They went to districts. They were close to making it to state. And those guys kind of led the team. And it was nice to have them there with that senior leadership in the program, because we had a really young team last year. We still have a young team now. We only have one senior on the team this year. So it was fun. I got to coach with my dad for the first time in my life for a year, so that was fun. And it's really weird to coach with somebody that everything you think and do is really the exact same thing, and there's no conflict ever about what we're showing and how we're hitting the moves and what we want to show during a practice. And it's kind of amazing. It's like you always say, I want to clone myself so I can have another one of me in the room, and you're like, okay, that just happened.
You got two people in the room.
Yeah, it's like cloning yourself. So it's kind of a good deal. And all those guys that we had on the team last year, they're all back. So that's a positive thing.
And he mentioned his dad, John Sedlick, like just an absolute legend in the wrestling world in Lorain County here. So I deal with John in interviews and stuff over the course of, you know, the last 20 years. You know, I just talked to him on the edge of the mat, this and that. Last year at the Cobos, I get there, and he's on the mat wrestling. He looks just as good as any teenage wrestler I've ever seen. I was like, my eyes like grew three times big. He still got it.
Oh, yeah, he's 70 years old. He's in the room every day showing moves, doing whatever he can do to help out kids. I mean, he might as well be my age. It doesn't make any difference to him. Him and I were wrestling today for the first time in a long time. We were having a good time. I was afraid I was going to hurt him, but it turned out all right.
Well, obviously, speaking of the Cobos, it was a great event I was at last year. I've been to that event many times. It's always kind of the buzz event at this point because it opens the season. And unfortunately, because of just the situation, pretty much everybody's had to shut down. You guys have had to postpone that from this weekend. That's got to be disappointing, obviously, because that's a great way to kickstart the season. But I'm sure that's still something you guys are planning to get going here as soon as you can.
It is really disappointing, but, you know, safety first. We're doing the right things, I think. And to get to the end of the season is really the goal, and have an end of the season, and like last year. So, you know, whatever we can do to get there is fine, and postponing the tournament's okay as well. There's not a whole lot of tournaments that are out there. So for us to have this tournament, we could have it pretty much any time we want. Maybe we'll make it a holiday tournament this year. I don't know, depending on what the school is going to allow us to do and when we can get back in there to wrestle. So, but it's going to be a one-dayer and just eight teams. But still, like I said, any competition is better than nothing at this point. And if we can have a tournament, that's huge, because there's not a whole lot of that going around.
I was going to ask, what did the conversations or meetings look like to kind of figure out how you were going to do that, and how did you ultimately really arrive to that type of situation to make sure that was the safe way to go?
Well, we have Jake's Wrestling that runs the tournament every year, and he, you know, we sat down with him and talked to him, our AD, and we all got together and said, yeah, we can have eight teams. We can put 160 something people in the gym, so if we have no spectators, we can run the tournament and let the wrestlers be in the gym at the same time the tournament's happening. Everybody had their spots, and we're still compliant to all the rules that you need to be compliant to with the health department. So knowing that, you know, like I said, if we have no spectators, that's fine with me. The goal here is to have wrestling, and the kids can wrestle and have a season. That's really the most important thing. So we had that tournament. We said, yeah, we got to clean mats afterwards. We got to sanitize everything. We got to do the deal. And we just, you know, whoever long to take to run the tournament, we'll take that long to run it. And that's just how it's going to be. You know, as long as we get to wrestle, that's all our thing is.
Society as a whole, obviously pulling back during the middle of COVID-19. Did that impact the numbers over there at Avon Lake? What was there, less kids heading into this season, or a lot of returners from last year as well?
I think I got everybody back, and I got at least six more freshmen in the room.
Good.
So the numbers are actually higher this year than I had when I finished last year. So right now we're doing pretty good. We only lost two seniors last year. Well, three, but two that finished the season. So, I mean, we are definitely a young team still, but we have a lot of good kids. I mean, I got a district qualifier coming back that's a sophomore. another one has a 220-pounder who's a junior. And I think I got like five heavyweights in the room right now, which is crazy. I don't think I've ever had five heavyweights on any of the team I've ever coached in my whole life. So we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah.
The two district qualifiers you obviously are referencing, the junior Hunter McHugh, the sophomore Nathan Perry. Obviously, it'll be leaders on the mat with the experience that they have. Who are some of the other guys that people should kind of keep an eye out for this year?
Well, Michael Valerino is another one. He's Nathan Perry's training partner every day in the room. Those guys go neck and neck all the time. You know, he'll be at 120. Nugget, who's Nathan Perry, will be 113. Those guys, they're just fun to watch. I mean, they've both gotten a lot better between the end of last season and right now. They're wrestling at a different level. So I'm expecting a lot of good things out of those two guys. And, you know, and Hunter coming back at 220, he'll probably start the season heavyweight. He might go to 220. He's kind of in that 230, 240 range where you don't know what he's going to do. Either way, he's a tough kid. He's a competitor. And, you know, we got a lot of middle-of-the-road guys that are juniors that they were 500 wrestlers last year, sophomores that were 500 wrestlers that have made huge strides. Like, you just see them in the room drilling and working on stuff. And my dad and I sit looking at each other sometimes and go, man, this isn't even the same team we had last year. Like, they came back and they work so hard and they do the stuff that we want them to do now. We run drills, and it's like they can run the drills themselves. Last year, we were still telling them how we wanted to, you know, lock their hands on a single leg. Like, it was that to that level.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's second nature for them. They're doing what they're supposed to do. So hopefully this will be a good year. And, you know, with our one senior, Lucas Marconi, he's only a second-year wrestler. But he was almost a 500 wrestler last year as a first-year guy as a junior. So he's come a long way, too.
Wow, very cool, very cool. Things coming together for Shoreman Wrestling, no doubt about it. Coach Sedlick, thank you so much for stopping out this afternoon. We really appreciate your time. Coronavirus not stopping you from being part of the Wrestling Preview Show once again. We appreciate the time.
That's right. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. There he goes, Avon Lake Wrestling Coach Scott Sedlick, kind enough to join us.